Shvi'is, Perek Yud, Mishnah Ches. Hamachzer choiv b'shvi'is, yor milo, mishamit ani. So if a person, the lova, the borrower, wants to return what he borrowed on Shvi'is, so the Mefarshim explain, we're dealing with either the very, very end of Shvi'is, like mamish, the last day of Shvi'is, like the last hour, because like the Tiferes Yisrael explains, Shvi'is is only mishamit at the end. So when and some learn, Tiferes Yisrael actually explains this as being in the eighth year, after Shvi'is, right after Shvi'is. Yor milo, mishamit ani. So the lender should say back to him, it's okay, I relinquish the debt. Omar lo, so the borrower says back to him, afal pikein, still, I really want to give it back to you, I feel bad. Yekabel mimenu, so you should accept it from him. Shenemar, as the Torah says, v'zeh dvar ha-shmita. And it seems that the way the Rav learns it, that this means these are the words of Shmita. That as long as he says, mishamit, as long as the lender says, I relinquish, it's good enough. And the Rav learns that this case is that after the guy says, I relinquish your debt, the lender says that, the borrower says back to him, even so, I want to pay you back. Still, that's okay. And that's what the case is. So he said a lashon like, I want to pay you back, and you can let him pay you back, because all you had to do before he said that was you had to just say to him, mishamit omni. You have to just use those words. So Tosfos Yontav asks, so if so, then you're not really relinquishing your debt, because he's giving it back to you, b'teras returning a chov, and that you're not allowed to do. So how did it help when you say, oh, I relinquish it? He says, I'm still giving you back. I want to pay you back. So then when you accept it, you're accepting him paying him back. So Tosfos Yontav, Tiferes Yisrael also says this, that really the guy has to actually say that he's giving it back to him as a matana. Not that he says, I'm giving it back to you. Yeah, I still want to pay you back. No, he should not say that, the lova. Rather, the borrower should say, I want to give it to you as a matana. Aye, the Rav disagrees. The Rav says, and the Rash also says, that he doesn't have to say Lashon Matan. He could just say, I'm paying you back, and it's still not a problem. So the Mishnah Shani explains that it's fine, because once the guy says Mishamitani, it's not called Lo Yigosh anymore. In other words, the only problem here is for the lender to press the borrower for something. But if he's not pressing him for it, and he already was moichel it, and the guy insists, so even he's paying him back, b'teras piron, for the chov, it wasn't a problem of lo yigosh.
Kiyotzi bo, reitzech shagol al ir miklot, a murderer that's sent out into exile to the ir miklot, v'rotzu anshe ir l'chabdoi, and the anshe the ir, the people of the city, want to be mechabed him. Yom lehem rotzech ani, should say to them, no, I don't need this covered, this is not befitting me, because he should say that he's a murderer. Armulo, they say back to him, Afal Pichain, we still want to be mechabed you. So it's the same thing. Yikabel mehem. You can be mechabel them the covet, because you did your part. Shenamar v'zed var haritzeach. What would it mean here is these are the words of the rotzeach. All the rotzeach has to do is to say those words. And in this case, to push away the covet. And it works the same way, like we said, by a prosbol.